Part 3. By their fruits you shall know them. We're going to take a look at Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, and how trustworthy are these guys? What is their history with these vaccines and in general with the public? Let's start with Anthony Fauci, and let's go back to 2009. He appeared on YouTube to assure Americans about the safety of the swine flu vaccines. And then the swine flu vaccines turned out to give people all over the world narcolepsy and were deemed completely unsafe. So that's already 0-1 in the Anthony Fauci column. He has a history of rushing vaccines that have horrible side effects. Narcolepsy, like you take a vaccine for the swine flu, something that's probably survivable, and then you have a permanent condition of falling asleep randomly. Let's fast forward to 2020. 15 days to slow the spread. The 15-day lockdown is what we were promised. And over a year later, we're still having lockdowns and masks. So that was, he's a liar. That's, I guess, 0-2. We'll call it. Oddly, in 2017, that's why people like myself call it a plandemic. Anthony Fauci said that there will be a surprise outbreak on the record. At Georgetown University, he said in January 2017 that there is going to be an outbreak. How is he so predictive? Well, I guess that's, I mean, now he's 1-3, but the 1-3, the one that he is correct about is the thing that he is the one that's credited with discovering and being put in charge of responding to it. Already it, it's like the definition of suspicious. Oh, wouldn't you know, here's a picture of Anthony Fauci and Barack Obama at the Wuhan lab in 2015. Isn't that a strange coincidence? Of all the virus labs Anthony Fauci could have visited in 2015, the one in Wuhan, China. Gosh, is that not a strange coincidence? And here is, I guess, moving over to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is being asked on Reddit, what does he think about the conspiracy allegations? The ones that I'm making as we speak. Bill Gates says he is innocent. And then he puts words in people's mouths. He pre-describes what other people are accusing him of and hand waves it away. Why would he want to put chips in everybody and addresses no concerns of parts one and parts two? Everything is crazy conspiracy talk. And then he refers to his predictive TED Talks about the virus that then he was put in charge of responding to. So yeah, that's Bill Gates' response to all of parts one and part two, and even the few things I just mentioned about Fauci. It's all baseless, even though it's the definition of based in fact. And here is Bill Gates. He hopes all these crazy and evil conspiracy theories that I have just explained in detail to you will just go away. How would that happen? How would I ever stop talking about these things? You'd have to convince me, but how could he convince me if he brings no facts, if he never addresses the facts? And here is another interesting fact. Bill Gates, he refused to vaccinate his own children. How can that be if he says that they perform miracles? These are glaring, what are the fruits on Bill Gates' tree? Glaring contradictions, anti-intellectual, hand-waving, and a very arrogant dismissiveness to the concerns of other people. And of course, here's Bill Gates' yacht. It's very large with a helicopter. That's where he manages the vaccine distribution and the and the pandemic response from the complete safety of his giant, giant yacht. Well, let's see, what else is Bill Gates into here? These are all the money he's helicoptered all over the world. He's given Anthony Fauci a bunch of money. England's chief medical officer, the CDC, has given money. Johns Hopkins University has given money. The World Health Organization, of course. Of course, Microsoft, Moderna. He's given money to the BBC. He has so many people in his pocket. And as if we're to believe that has nothing to do with why they all agree with everything he says. Here's one of the stranger ones. Luciferase, strange name, is a generic term for a class of oxidative enzymes that produce bioluminescence and is usually distinguished from a photoprotein. This is a way to store medical information under the skin, which is a way of putting a sort of tattoo on your body that stores your medical information. And this work was funded by none other than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And a few minutes ago, he said that he has no intention of chipping everybody. Why would he do that? It's gaslighting. He does a crazy thing, and then when we mention that crazy thing that he did, he calls us crazy for making stuff up. This is just Wikipedia. He funded a chipping organization, and then he denies it when people are asked directly, when he's asked directly about it. His only chance to explain himself on the famous Reddit Ask Me Anything. What kind of fruit is that? And here's another, famous moment. Bill Gates with a verified attendant and rider of Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, who was well on the record for stating he wanted to spread his DNA all over the world, and he's one of the board members and founding members of Moderna, the vaccine manufacturer. Bill Gates also associated with Marina Abramovic, who loves to pose with goat horns, and she was one of these Microsoft products. She was on the commercials until people were like, going, what the hell? What does Bill Gates have to do with her? And then they canceled all those commercials and tried to memory hole it. But that's the type of fruits that Bill Gates has on his tree. Jeffrey Epstein and this spirit cooking, goat horn, blood cooking Marina Abramovic. There is also a cryptocurrency system under development by Microsoft, which is tied to the Luciferase chip we just talked about, that would potentially be a way of storing how much money you have in this skin tattoo called Luciferase. Now, that's one of the more, further out there things, but it is to be found if you go look to verify it. This is an article about Charles Lieber and liquid computing by a guy named Jonathan Shaw in 2011. And Charles Lieber, one of the associates of Wuhan Lab and Harvard Medical and Bill Gates, was working on a way to create a virus-sized transistor. And you can look into that further yourself, but that was 10 years ago. They were already trying to find a way to mix viruses and computers together in the human body. That all sounds legit to you. I guess you're a different breed of person than I am. This is the most suspicious stuff that I've ever even heard. On top of, Fauci and Obama visiting the Wuhan lab in 2015, and the event 201 stuff that happened there as well in 2019. There is also a major concern that there could be prions associated with COVID-19 If those who argue that COVID-19 is actually a bioweapon are correct, then a second, potentially more dangerous virus may be released that binds spike proteins found in host cells of vaccine recipients. So there is microbial infect. Well, this is from a journal. You'll have to look at it yourself. But there are people really looking into whether or not the virus and the vaccine are potentially weaken you to further bioweapons in the future. So they've had this much time to study it, and we know they've been studying this type of thing, which is, I guess, chimera mixing of viruses, chips, injections, data mixing with your body. This is also the transhumanist agenda that that the biological human organism has to evolve and have more electronics in it somehow in order for the new system that they're trying to make, which does also, I guess, make it very easy to control people, because you always can track them by pinging their chips from satellites, and then that data always has all their background data in it, so no more cards or no more false identities. The global system would know who everyone is at all the time, at all times, and they would use that to perfectly control you. And here is a Reddit discussion about, has the mass use of hand sanitizer during the COVID-19 pandemic increased the risk of superbugs? So it is also truth. If everyone's paranoid and using a hand sanitizer because of this irrational fear, that spreads the antibacterial chemicals all over the place, and gradually the only bacteria that survive are the ones resistant to the antibacterial stuff, and then they breed with each other, and now we have really powerful super bacterias that are resistant to all forms of treatment. And so people were writing about that had some very high, like 4,000 upvotes on Reddit is nothing to really sneeze at, and all of those comments were censored on Reddit. So that's one of the fruits of Reddit, mass censorship. Anything that's not with the agenda just gets deleted. I just have all my stuff. That's why I can't post there. And here we have the anti-maskers getting beaten up at Walmart. Somebody tried to go to Walmart without a mask on, and he was attacked by a mob and beaten. So that's the type of people that are on board with this mask train. If you're not with us, then we're just going to physically attack you. How about Pfizer? As we discussed in part two, Pfizer has been a habitual offender, persistently engaging in illegal and corrupt marketing practices, and has had to pay $3 billion in fines and criminal convictions. So that's the people you're trusting with the vaccine, even though they have no liability whatsoever if it poisons you or kills you. How about CNN? So on one side, CNN says that black communities account for a disproportionate number of COVID-19 deaths. But on the other hand, it says that the demonstrators should go out and protest George Floyd. So the lockdown turns on and off when CNN wants you to go burn down part of the city. That's a glaring contradiction in all stories. And how anyone can trust CNN at this point, I have no idea. CNN is the virus, from my perspective. China apologizes. Here's where things get really weird. China forced the State Department and Biden's China team to anal examinations, which means they had to put swabs up the butts of people to test them in China. And then they apologized for that. Sorry, how do you make this up? How could I make that up? That's like... And then they said that was an error. I could write maybe 100 jokes about that, but it's not really funny to me anymore, I suppose. That was a violation of those people's bodily security. I can't imagine what that would be like to be in China and then like, yep, got the swab here. We think you got the virus. So you can imagine the rest yourself. More than one occasion, we've had these news programs showing the same footage from hospitals that are supposedly overrun with patients, using the stock footage to try and tell us that the hospitals are flooded. Why would they have to do that if the pandemic was real? You just can't trust these news stations anymore. Now Pfizer has changed the story yet again, which is what these people are all about. Now you need 3 doses of their vaccine and within the next year. So they're just kind of making stuff up at this point. And Twitter is now removing all posts claiming that vaccines can harm people, even though even if it was just the AstraZeneca vaccine that's being banned all over the world for the blood clot issue. Like in part 2, we saw the virus, the vaccine reporting system just has tens and thousands of people reporting bizarre issues. Now that's just all censored. You can't talk about your adverse impacts. So not only do you have no liability for it, if you do have an adverse reaction, you are an unperson. You cease to exist, as far as Twitter is concerned. And also, Twitter is censoring anybody who discusses all of these studies about masks that I've been telling you about. Steve Cortez said that they're dirty, dehumanizing, and ineffective, and there's a Stanford study that totally supports that. Censored. You can't talk about it. Here's the World Health Organization talking about herd immunity. First of all, herds. We're not herd animals. We're individuals. But they're trying to make us feel like a herd. I take it as a tremendous insult to be called a herd. Herd immunity is the indirect protection from an infectious disease when a population is immune either through vaccination or immunity developed through previous infection. And they changed the definition between June of 2020 and November of 2020. Herd immunity, also known as population immunity, is a concept used for vaccination in which a threshold of vaccination is reached. Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. So previously, herd immunity was when enough people had developed antibodies by having gotten sick before, like chickenpox, so that it wouldn't transmit fast enough to the population to ever become a pandemic. But now they're saying that it's completely dependent upon a percentage of the people being vaccinated with their vaccines, of course. This is the World Health Organization, which we just saw, receives a lot of money from one Mr. Bill Gates. And here is an open letter from a British Columbia doctor in Canada talking about numerous adverse reactions to his vaccines, to the vaccines. He's, of course, going to be censored on Twitter. You could read the small print yourself. But this is Dr. Charles D. Hoff. You know, this is not a made-up person. This is a real doctor who has far more medical credential than somebody like Bill Gates. And he's saying that he's seeing too many adverse reactions from people. So here is an open letter from a nurse to her other friends that were nurses. And she's warning them. She has a first class BSc degree in adult nursing. That means she's incapable of interpreting and critically analysis of medical research. Thousands of doctors and nurses are speaking out and being silenced and smeared by the media. Conformity is not an excuse for bad practice. To say that she believes that people who are endorsing the vaccine, who are doctors, are putting their licenses and their reputations at risk and are being made, should be held liable for malpractice. You are accountable for your actions and lives you put at risk. If not legally, then morally. Here is some economic information. Turns out the 10 richest men in the world made $540 billion during the pandemic. Up to 500 million people at the same time are pushed into poverty. So the people at the top are winning big time over this. It benefits them in every way. The people at the bottom have to wear masks, can't leave the house, are being oppressed and repressed, silenced if it doesn't, what they say doesn't fit the narrative like this, I'm saying. Here's one of, I think, the best cartoons about what's going on. Here's a poor little girl who's got her ears shut because she can't hear anything because it's censored. She's got her eyes shut because she's being blinded from the truth. Her nose is closed so she can't sniff out the truth. And then here comes the the real censorship. She's got to wear a mask now, so she can't speak even her own self, and she's not liking it. Perhaps the best, I don't know, in one image, if I had to explain what's going on right now, that would be it. Imagine a man who forced his wife to stay away from her friends, family, and job. She couldn't leave the house was necessary, had to cover her face and avoid going out. Imagine he threatened her with punishment if she didn't submit. That's the definition of abuse. And it's not different if the government does it. And here is a bumper sticker for evil. You know, the corporate news is the truth. Leave the thinking to the experts. That's what they want us to think. They're up there. They have all the truth. They have all the facts. We're down here. We just have to listen to what they say and accept it no matter what. Here's the meme I think I quoted earlier in part one. We reach a point in society where you're called a conspiracy theorist if you even quote statistics from the CDC. And here's someone with a pretty smart observation. Trusting Bill Gates with antivirus protection. I mean, what year is it? Have we learned nothing? Here is one of the most bizarre aspects of the recent narrative is that, you know, Charles Lieber was arrested by federal agents because he was working with the Wuhan lab in China and sharing his research from Harvard. The same research we just saw a minute ago was researching making, you know, mechanical viruses that can be put inside of vaccines. And I mean, you're just left speechless by how obviously shady all this stuff is. And then this information was censored from the State Department's website, its own self. So it's now become very difficult to find evidence of this guy, Charles Lieber, and what he'd been up to in Wuhan and what his research was, which is why I'm sharing it with you. And here's one more about Fauci. Fauci also, in Newsweek, was reported in 2014 of violating U.S. law for working with the Wuhan lab regarding his gain-of-function bat virus research. Like, why is this guy obsessed with making bat viruses contagious with humans? Like, what? Like, this is, you know, Batman villain stuff. You know, this isn't from Newsweek. This is the most verifiable stuff in the world. Why is Fauci so tied up with, Fauci and Lieber tied up with the Wuhan lab so much with this weaponized technology? And that's where the whole thing started. It's, you know, it's, there's obviously a conspiracy. Sadly, you know, this is not the first time that viruses have harmed people. I mean, vaccines have harmed people. In Africa now, the polio vaccine is now causing more polio than the wild virus. So something, that's the thing about vaccines, right? So at first we proved that we can eradicate things like polio and smallpox with this really simple idea. If you give someone a little bit of the virus, rather than getting the disease, your body overcomes it and teaches itself to respond. And so there is this magical miracle thing with vaccines. But when you put that in the hands of evil people, an evil person thinks, aha, I can just put whatever I want to in these vaccines now and take over the whole world and poison anybody however I want to. So any technology can be misused in this way. That's one of the lessons I think humanity may have to learn the hard way, or is learning the hard way right now as we speak. More censorship. And back to one. It's part three. Those are the fruits. That's who we're dealing with. Fauci, Lieber, Gates, these organizations. If that doesn't disturb you, then I don't know. I think you don't have a thinking hat. This is the time to put on your thinking hat and really look at facts and evidence and really think about things. But if you don't have a thinking hat at all, well, you're going to have a bad time. Part four is coming up. Part four is a struggle of freedom versus tyranny, is memory versus forgetting. So we're going to look at some historical stuff and how this story has been changing.